$4, $5, $6. Gasoline prices here in California just keep going up and up. Aside from issues in the world oil market, there are some real actions that U.S.-California politicians take that affect gasoline prices every day. At the national level, President Biden's shutdown of the XL pipeline has driven oil prices up. And the Biden-Harris administration's freeze on oil exploration leases has been damaging too. Here in California, Governor Newsom has ordered a halt to all fracking, and Democrat legislators are pushing to stop all new oil drilling. Those actions are definitely jacking up our oil prices. Can't politicians do something to help lower gasoline prices? Yes, we can. And Republican senators in Sacramento tried to do just that recently. Senator Rosalie Cia Chobog, a Republican from Yucaipa, offered an amendment that would have suspended the state's excise tax on gasoline. It would have immediately cut gasoline prices by over 50 cents a gallon. But it was never even discussed by the state Senate. Wait a minute. There was a chance to lower gasoline prices by over 50 cents a gallon, but it wasn't even taken up by the legislature? Are you kidding me? When Senator Ochoa Bogue and other Senate Republicans tried to force a vote to suspend the gas excise tax, the Democrat legislative leaders used a parliamentary trick to table the idea. Basically, the Democrat politicians killed the idea of lowering gasoline prices without even a discussion or a vote. You see, Governor Newsom and Democrat leaders in the state legislature are always driven around by chauffeurs in state cars. So what do they care about the high cost of gasoline? So the next time you see Newsom or other Democrat politicians bragging about California roaring back or all the great things they're doing for you, simply ask them why they killed a plan to lower your gas prices by 50 cents a gallon. Their stammering or silence will be all the answer you'll need. I'm Senator Brian Jones.